From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading I, Pearl Heart by Jane Candia Coleman. Now let's begin with prologue. Arizona Daily Star, June 1st, 1899. We have a woman bandit. Stage held up by a man and a woman. They secured $350, a six-shooter, and a gold watch from the passengers. Associated Press, Phoenix, May 31st, 1899. Arizona has a woman bandit. She helped a male companion to hold up the Globe and Florence stage yesterday. Neither of the robbers wore a mask, and though the smaller wore men's clothing, there was no doubt of her sex. Chapter 1. Chicago, 1893. The pain from my cracked ribs snaked around, coiled, struck again and again until it was all I could do not to scream. I was lying half in and half out of an empty freight car, waiting for the pain to recede so I could pull myself in, find a dark corner where I could take care of my wounds, and where Frank couldn't find me. Frank. I choked at the thought of him. His hands, passionate one minute, brutal the next. The thud of his polished boots against my body. I choked, and blood streamed out of my nose. It, too, was probably broken. I prayed I hadn't left a trail, like bright red flowers, for him to follow. That, no, he'd been passed out drunk after he'd beaten me. Battered his ugly way into me. I should have killed him. Taken the big kitchen knife and stabbed, but to murder required strength, and I had only enough to save myself, wrapping my ribs in a strip of blanket, and then, with the cunning of the soon-to-be hunted, dressing in Frank's.